I'm Alistair Hill. I'm the global marketing manager in Dow Elastomers for our hot melt adhesives business. I'm located here in Switzerland, in Horgen, Switzerland, and have been with Dow for 25 years and have had a mixture of both technical sales or commercial and then marketing roles.
Can you address some of the current trends in hot melt adhesives?
Yeah, I think the current trends in hot melt adhesives are kind of being driven by changes in the underlying material. You know, I think trends in packaging materials are changing quite a bit. We see, and I think, you know, what we've talked about prior is that we see an increase in hard-to-bond substrates, and this is being driven by three trends. One is around consumerism, and by consumerism we mean increasing the visibility of packaging on the shelf. Functionality, this is getting to changes are increasing in the functionality in the package, protecting the contents more. And then the third driver is recycled content. As recycled content goes up, then it becomes harder to bond. And so as these packaging materials change and become harder to bond to, then the adhesive industry and the hot melt adhesive industry is changing to try and address that. And so clearly this is what kind of was behind our development of Affinity GA1000R and Affinity GA1875.
Okay, that leads right into the second question then. How have hot melt adhesives evolved to meet the industry's need?
Yeah, I think over time there have been quite a few evolutions in hot melt adhesives. One has been around higher mileage, and so this is a desire to create adhesives that use less adhesive per box or, you know, per mileage. And second is lowering application temperature, both from an energy consumption point of view, but also from a, again, the bonding materials changing as we downgauge or use different materials. And then thirdly, hard to bond. And so we see the adhesives then evolving and the polymers that we supply into the adhesives market evolving to try and meet these. So with hard to bond, that's around us creating both a lower viscosity material, but as well as the maleic anhydride grafted Affinity GA1000R, which enables us to get better bite or better bonding, both chemical and physical, onto these substrates.
What supply challenges do hot melt adhesive manufacturers currently face?
Well, I think as you know, we're going to come back to these packaging materials or the materials, the substrates, a lot. But I think, especially in the hot melt and in the packaging market with hot melt, there's a wide variety of substrates. And so when we talk about hard to bond substrates, that, you know, for us, we would include in that substrates that are polyethylene coated or paraffin coated for greasy or wet foodstuffs. Papers that are coated with mold relief, so the contents don't stick to them. Papers that have high recycled content. So each of these demands a different solution or a different hot melt adhesive. And so what we've tried to do to help address that is to give the adhesive formulator the ability to have some formulation flexibility, so they can now tailor their solution to the substrate, to the hard-to-bond surface, but understanding that those will be different. And so this is, I think, primarily their challenge is to meet each of these varied requirements for bonding.
What challenges do users of hot melt adhesives for packaging face?
Yeah, so the users are increasing this use of different materials. So the users are the ones who, in fact, are bringing substrates or materials in which have, let's say, high aesthetics, high visibility aesthetics, or have these functions to them. And so now they have to, in their packaging lines, at speed and at is to get a secure bond. And so when you have low surface energy substrates like polyethylene or polypropylene or Teflon, this is hard to get the bond created. Hot melt adhesives for packaging utilize one main physical anchoring onto the fibers. But when you decrease the surface roughness or use shorter fibers, as is evidenced with recycled content, you get less physical bonding. And so we then by adding maleic anhydride grafting or MAH grafted polymers, you can get chemical in addition to the anchoring. And so these folks are, the packagers are trying to maintain line speeds, keep reliability, and yet also get bond to these substrates that they want to create in the marketplace in order to, meet the functionality requirements or also meet these consumerism drivers.
So what advantages do these new Dow Elastomers products offer to the marketplace?
There's a few advantages, so we're going to talk about two polymers, Affinity GA1000R and Affinity GA1875, both polyolefin plastomers from Dow Elastomers. The Affinity GA1000R is an MAH grafted polymer, and so this offers improved adhesion to these hard-to-bond substrates. Now, again, what we have to frame this conversation around is that we are giving the formulators the ability to create adhesives that can now bond to hard-to-bond substrates. And it adds a formulation flexibility, so it gives them the tools to be able to create adhesives to bond to the hard-to-substrate. But it also, the other thing it does is elevate heat stress. And what heat stress is the ability for a bond to keep the bond, maintain its seal at higher temperatures. And the Affinity GA1000R offers 5 to 10 degrees higher heat resistance to ensure that the package and the content stay sealed throughout the warehouse or storage and transportation environment. And then additionally, like the other Affinity GA products and adhesives based on Affinity GA, they are virtually no smoke or odor, clean processing, ease of application, and so they can utilize them within their existing packaging lines. I'd say the last thing is total system cost is reduced because of increased productivity through improvements in mileage. We talked about that earlier, but Affinity GA-based adhesives have higher mileage than adhesives based on other polymers, i.e. more boxes can be closed per pound of adhesive, as well as the improvement in productivity through reductions in waste, spare parts, or maintenance. So it's both this improved adhesion to hard-to-bond substrates, improved thermal or heat stress in those bonds, and then as well those come along with these other performance benefits. The second polymer is Affinity GA1875, and this polymer is a lower viscosity version or the lowest viscosity version we have. Our other two products, 1900 and 1950, Affinity GA 1900 or 1950. 1950 has the highest viscosity, 1900 a lower viscosity, and then 1875 lower yet. And the lower viscosity makes it suitable for low application temperature hot melt adhesives. So that means that at a lower temperature, the adhesive is still able to be effective in bonding. But it also gives enhanced formulation flexibility because now there's another kind of viscosity cut for them to use as they develop their solutions. Affinity GA1875-based adhesives also bring these other benefits we talked about before, such as low or no smoke and odor, clean processing, ease of application. Also water-white adhesives, which is also something that's desirable in the industry.
And when will these new products be available?
They're available today. They're being used and evaluated globally by customers.